local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Good evening, Bob Country. We are prepared for launch. It's time for the Homegrown Show, the best in local and independent music. Hanging out with Jake Nelson today. Jake, welcome back to the Homegrown Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to be here, man. I like your new profile pic.
You like that one?
I like it with the cowboy hat. You're really feeling
every
it.
Every now and then you throw a cowboy hat on, people start to wonder.
There's
start
power
to ask questions.
There's power in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Just makes every time I see that picture, I say to myself, yee-haw.
Either yee-haw or hoyah.
Yeah. One of those two. Happens. And you brought your partners in crime here. We got Damian and Ash in studio as well. Yep. Welcome, boys.
Say hi, boys.
What's up?
By the way, my mom loves the cowboy hat.
Of course she does.
This is good. This is good.
We got today. Make sure you keep
wearing I think when we, for our live show, I think during Like a Rodeo, the new song that we're going to play a little bit later today, I think we all throw a cowboy hat on for that song and then maybe one of us leaves it on. Maybe we don't. I don't know.
Always thinking of ways
to spice up the show, man. You know, we want a show. We want you to be an experience instead of just, you know, come see my band live.
Are you busting out mullets at all?
Not yet. We did.
I know, there was one time. Yeah, I saw a video.
Mullet man was like a paper airplane with a lead
torpedoed straight.
Man,
to the ground.
I thought that song was going to be such like a hit hockey wise and things like that. But you know, it's just it's more for fun.
Give it time. You'll be surprised how often it takes a while for something to find its home, and then boom,
100%.
There it is.
100%.
You know? So there's still hope to make that connection hockey world.
It could be a blessing in disguise that one didn't put us on the map or something
like
that.
Is that what you want to be known for? I don't know. You got a lot of great songs.
Hey there, Mullet Man. You know what I mean?
I call you the goat, but yeah, that's much better than Jake the Mullet Man Nelson.
Right, exactly. Hey, we might be onto something.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Now I got to grow my hair out again.
Once I said it out loud, it sounded pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Now I got to grow the hair out again.
Well, it's always fun when you guys stop by the studio and you do
got
some brand new music that we're going to be world premiering tonight.
Yes.
I like to make the people wait a little bit, though, so we're not going to get to that off the bat.
Love it.
I think we start with something else that's pretty new for you. A little appetizer, something to just kind of get you in the mood for it. I love this tune. This is just great honky-tonking country kind of music. It's called Sip Sip Saloon. It's Jake Nelson, the Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Party pretty girl, but Cardi might not be in your plans. But you can stay right here, we got plenty of beer, and we pour till 2 a.m. at the Sip Saloon, where the water's fine, they call it redneck wine, and feeling good don't cost a dime. At the Sip Saloon, truth. The floor might be a little dirty, the lights might be a little low, yeah, the beer might pour a little slower here, but it's cheap and it's cold. The best fried chicken you've ever had, so grab a bucket, order up, and grab a shot and throw something on the rocks, cause it's always Sip Sip O'Clock at the Sip Saloon. Where the water's fine, we call it redneck wine, and feeling good don't cost a dime. At the Sip Saloon, where we all let loose, and where we pass the hooch, and we all live by the truth. Sip Saloon. Thank you all for your attendance this evening. We are more than happy to show you what a good time is at the Sip Sip Saloon. So help us out this next part here. Repeat after me.
at the Sip Saloon, where the water's fine, we call it redneck wine, and feeling good don't cost a dime. At the Sip Saloon, where we all let loose, and where we pass the hooch, and we all live by the truth. At the Sip Saloon, where the water's fine, we call it redneck wine, and feeling good don't cost a dime. At the Sip Saloon, where we all let loose, and where we pass the hooch, and we all live by the truth.
Sip, Sip Saloon, Jake Nelson, Total Country, Bob FM. And Jake, you just got back from Vegas a week ago, yeah?
Yeah, we it was kind of a more of a why not?
So
kind
why not?
Trip.
Yeah. Needed some road therapy.
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
drive out there?
No,
or fly?
We flew, man. We couldn't pass up the deal on
you
the
need a
airfare.
Sequel than air therapy.
Yeah, hey, there's something
hey,
to that.
You know,
Vegas is Vegas. And we stayed on the strip at Caesar's Palace and it was a I don't know if you've, for those of you who have been to Vegas, once you've seen it a couple times, it's
kind of meh.
Yeah. I mean, and it was 105 degrees out. So, and I mean, I like heat, but
dry.
105 is
there's
a little.
There's a limit to the heat. For sure.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
It was, yeah, it was kind of hanging by the pool a lot. And no, it was a good time. We were going to see a show and things like that. We had Rod Stewart. We didn't have tickets or anything, but Rod Stewart was staying or playing at the hotel. Kenny Chesney was at the Sphere. We're like,
have you seen any video from
it's
Kenny
amazing.
At the Sphere?
It's amazing.
It's wild.
Yeah, I heard they had like some weird technical difficulties or. So that he had to do like a basically an acoustic concert, and people were singing along the whole time, which is a beautiful a blessing.
Yeah,
that'd I mean,
be
it's
a
cool,
neat
but
show itself,
what a disaster,
sure.
You know. But
when you're intending on one thing,
oh my gosh,
and then you got to do a whole other.
But I've heard nothing but awesome things about the Sphere. I mean, how cool is that?
I just think it would be kind of weird playing the Sphere, standing on that stage, playing in front of all those people, but nobody is looking at you,
right?
Because they're all looking at that giant screen. That
right.
The clip I saw, it was like a giant skeleton or something that looked like it was like eating the crowd because it can give like a 3D.
It's so and,
yeah,
and it's
were
so
like
cool.
Reaching out
yeah,
at it like it was 3D.
And at night, just I mean, they have it lit up on the outside and you can see it from
forever away. Vince Gill had commented on it because he was playing there when the Eagles were doing their residency, and he said that it's really distracting.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Yeah, no, but it was a good trip. It was a good trip. Thanks
well, that's cool. Yeah, well, because that's I offered last week was seeing if you could come in. You're like, oh man, I would, but I'm red-eyeing back from Vegas.
Yeah, we literally got on the flight at like midnight and got in at 5 a.m. or something. It was, and then I went to work.
You have to go to work.
Yeah, at 6.
Wow. But that's so nice having some time off from shows and getting to just kind of hang out.
And that was kind of these last two weekends, we've kind of just the band as well, just kind of like woo-saw moment. We had grad parties and things like that. Jamie, his son just had his grad party and things
congrats.
Like that. And Ash's daughter just had their, it just graduation stuff. And
it is the
and,
season,
yeah,
sure.
So it's kind of like, because I know that things are going to get crazy busy, and it's kind of like, I know that from this coming weekend on, it's just going to be basically.
It ramps up and, gets moving.
This coming
fast.
Weekend, we're basically near the Canadian border playing a show, and then we're down in Detroit Lakes the next day. And, it's just, we're going to be traveling. So.
And you got some big ones coming up this summer.
Yeah, man.
Some fun opening act shows. And,
even next weekend, we're up at the Kicking Up Country up in Carlstad, Minnesota, which is, like I said, like 50 miles from the Canadian border. We open for Michael Ray in Little Big Town.
Nice.
And then, again, we're doing a private event in Detroit Lakes the next day, but then Winstock the next weekend after that with Clint Black and Dustin Lynch and Ashley Cook and Thomas Rhett. Yeah, we're just
it's a great
there's
schedule.
So much cool stuff on the schedule that I mean we're and like I said I do all my own booking, so it's very
that's a job itself.
Yeah,
I mean it's honestly it's everything from the logistics to talking to advancing shows and I mean promotion.
One of the only
I don't know. I think there's a lot of artists out there that are kind of doing that, but
yeah,
I mean,
I hear it all the time from people. And
it's
that's a common deal when you're you know, a performer a like that, you wear a lot of hats. Yeah. Hats on hats.
Yeah, some days I don't want to wear any, I mean, it's a big, it's a lot of hats.
Right.
I mean, think about how many hats that is.
It gets pretty high, and it's hard to walk wear through multiple any hats sort of doorway.
We start with a cowboy hat.
Yeah. Imagine wearing two.
But I like that the cowboy hat finally did make its way to your head, so that is great.
It's a plus.
So, yeah, and what about, do you do all your website stuff, too?
Everything.
Or you got someone else doing
that? Yep, I do everything you see, man. I even manage the blowback... the blowback Facebook page and Instagram.
The goat.
Well, I should have brought him in here.
You should. I mean, the goat's always welcome.
He's always
here.
Yeah,
he did
he's
get kidnapped once. Did you talk about?
Yeah,
that?
He did. He did get. So we had our mascot for anyone who's listening.
The rampage.
Police were involved.
For anyone wondering what blowback is, he's our band mascot. It's a life size goat, fluffy goat, and we played the New Prague Dosinki Days last summer and. One thing leads to another, and we notice the goat is in the middle of the crowd, and we're talking hundreds of people, and we kept seeing him go farther away, and we're middle of a song, you know, we can't stop, you know, we're thinking,
yes, you can, because for future reference, you absolutely can,
now,
to get your goat.
Now we do,
but
literally he disappeared, and he was gone for an entire week, and it sounds kind of goofy.
Was there a ransom demand?
It sounds goofy, but we like filed a police report.
I would have too. Yeah, no.
Dude, those things are extremely expensive. They're like actually.
It's like a real.
I don't even
it's
care
like, almost
how
like a
expensive
real goat.
It was.
Yeah.
It's the principle, man.
Exactly.
You don't be stealing my goat.
Yeah, so like someone anonymously brought it back and turned it in. And he didn't have his shirt on. He had a Jake Delson shirt on with his name on it.
I don't know what they were
and
doing.
And the shirt
with
was
that
gone.
Goat.
He looked like he had been through hell. And but he made it back.
Safe and sound at home.
He's got a new shirt. He had a little bath. And Tracker things are good.
And he has his own Facebook page.
Yeah, Blowback the Goat. Look him up.
I don't think
not
I'm following
kidding.
That yet, so I'm going to if
yeah,
I'm not.
He's got more followers than some musicians I know. So
that's
I mean,
awesome.
It's great.
Speaking of the website and all that, I assume it's all updated with dates, all the good stuff, links to get info and tickets
and whatnot. Everything's good. So. You can even pre-save the new single coming out in 2 weeks. So yeah, everything's up to date. There's a few maybe in the works last minute. You know, some people book us a year in advance. Some people book us, hey, are you available this date? And we might have it open kind of thing. And
I'm going to ask you about a date in a few minutes here.
You getting married?
No.
We do weddings.
That, fun. Well, I'll keep that in mind for, you know, who knows what can happen.
You never know.
You never know, man. But so what is the website?
JakeNelsonMusic.com.
Right on. Go check that out to see Jake's dates. You got to get out and see these guys live in concert. We're going to keep rolling with some homegrown music, and we got a world premiere from Jake Nelson coming up right around the corner.
You like to pop a top and to be back after work, and you try to get me to try. You'd mock my funny little daiquiri, and I would just shake my head and roll my eyes. Cause your skips that you've been never was my type. But broken hearts change minds. I like margaritas or a glass of wine. Something where they put an umbrella on the side. Beers for the sad and the lonely side. And that was never my kind. I'm not a beer drinker, but I'm a beer drinker tonight. Before I knew it, you were packing up and heading out, and you wouldn't look back, no. You left in such a rush that you forgot just 7 things, my heart and a 6-pack.
And that was there. Hey, everybody, this is Graham Bramblett, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Small town as it gets. Anxious to get out the day I turned 18. Bought a one-way flight to Boston, about as green as I could be. Ain't it funny how you don't know what you got until it's gone? Sometimes you gotta run away to come back to what you love. That's what they say as the weatherman's calling for snow. Apologizing when you ain't done nothing wrong. Still don't know, I just won't go by. Has to last so long. Ain't it funny how you don't know what you got until it's gone? Where you're from.
Bostic, Minnesota Nice, Total Country, Bob FM, hanging out with Jake Nelson, Damian and Ash rolling shotgun here, sitting on each other's laps, I guess, if you're both rolling shotgun. I don't know. Is that how it works?
Sounds weird.
And we always get weird when you guys are in studio. I don't know what it is. You bring
an energy, an
aura with you. And I couldn't be happier.
That's good.
So you were out.
Beats the alternative, right?
It does beat the alternative, for sure. You were out enjoying some music recently.
Yeah. Actually, so we played a show last night out in White Bear Lake, and then we stayed at Mystic Lake Casino and kind of rummaging through the casino, and I pull up upon this human being that I've seen and heard before, Mr. Mitch Gordon.
He didn't see me. He didn't.
I saw him and I heard him, and I absolutely love his new single.
Jake was incognito.
I was. Yeah. I don't. I just kind of like put a hood on and walk through. No, I'm kidding.
Sunglasses, a hood.
I'm just living life. But yeah, I caught a couple of his tunes, and man, he always sounds great. And he released a new song that I was just kind of talking about here in Garage Beers. And I think we should play it for you.
Yeah, I happen to have it because Mitch Gordon's bass player actually works here. He is part of our sales team, Dylan
Dykstra. How convenient.
Yeah, it is very convenient.
That's great.
So yeah, and he just sent it to me, so I have it now on my computer. Let's give it a listen.
Awesome.
It's called Garage Beers. It's new stuff from Mitch Gordon.
We moved in about 10 years back. We bought the last house in the cul-de-sac. I threw a party like I told the wife I would. I said I'd like to get to know the neighborhood. Now everybody liked it, but the guys really did. They always stopping by and we're all good friends. They bring the beers, I've always got the snacks. We set up our chairs and we tip a few back. We're just having some garage beers, me, Eddie, Ryan, and Joe. We're playing fantasy football and talking G.I. Joes. I showed them my new toolbox. They were jealous, that was clear. Yeah, I'll be riding, honey. We're just having some garage beers. I haven't had to buy beer in 27 weeks. They always leave a few behind of what they couldn't drink. The fridge is like a liquor store with all the different brands. Foreigns, domestics, bottles, and cans. There's a couple Rolling Rocks, a bunch of Busch Lights, and Dylan gets fancy drinking Miller High Life. My other neighbor Chad drives an electric car, so those are his IPAs and his PBRs. We're just having some garage beers, me, Eddie, Ryan, and Joe. We're talking about tire chains, how much it's gonna snow. I bring about my shovel, same one I've had for 20 years. Yeah, I'll be riding, honey. We're just having some garage beers.
Beers, new stuff from Mitch Gordon on the Homegrown Show, Total Country Bob FM. We got Jake Nelson, Ash, and Damian live in the Minnesota Gold and Silver Exchange studio. They're going to play some music for us live in studio right after this break.
It's Neil here for Zero Res. Summer means great entertaining inside and outside your home. Maybe you have a graduation party planned. Maybe it's a special wedding anniversary. Whatever that special occasion is, Zero Res is there to help get your home ready to entertain. And they can handle every surface in your home, too. And don't forget about your air ducts. This month, get 3-room Zero Resified and take 20% off all services. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's Zero Res.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza. It's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
Hi, this is Laura with Fishing for Life. We've been so blessed to be involved with so many lives, passing our love for the outdoors and our love for Jesus to the kids and veterans that take part in our year-round events and programs. You can make an impact too. At Fishing for Life, we're always looking for volunteers to help us in our Reel 'em In program, rebuilding fishing rods and reels, or help with our mobile trout pond. Volunteer your time today. Learn more at fishingforlife.org. That's fishingforlife.org.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exterior Studios. Need new roofing, siding, or windows? Barnhouse has financing options as low as $100 a month. More at barnhouseexteriors.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
And we're back. The Homegrown Show. Brandon Backstrom here with you. I'm standing in the Barnhouse Studios, but we're going to throw things over to the Minnesota Gold and Silver Exchange Studio, where Jake Nelson and the boys are standing by, ready to perform a couple tunes live. Guys, what do you got for us?
This first one's going to be called Not Ready. It's off our last our release. We released an album, Resilient, in October 4th.
It's been in my CD player ever since you gave it to me. It has not left.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And I do think that this is maybe my favorite song on the whole album.
Well, I love that. And I like the acoustic version. So this is kind of, you're gonna get a little acoustic taste here. So it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Back up, put it out there, crash and burn. No rule book on love, there's no rule book on love. So we take it, we give it, we feel it, we live it. Vulnerable, the glass half full. Sometimes I want it all, but I'm not ready, and not ready. I know myself well enough to know that I'm not ready. Ready to love again, and I'm not ready, and not ready to let these walls I put up so tall to fall heavy down to the ground, and I'm not ready, and not ready, no, and not ready, not ready, no. We love it, we hate it, we fall fast and regret it. We're not looking for love, but we're all looking for love. So we bet it, roll it, check for split it. We're all in, I'm a gambling man, but the truth of it all is I'm not ready, and not ready. I know myself enough to know that I'm not ready. Ready to love again, and I'm not ready, and not ready to let these walls I put up so tall to fall heavy down to the ground, and I'm not ready, not ready, yeah. Not ready, not ready, not ready. You're everything I want and more, but the heart needs time to heal the scars. Don't wait for me. I never meant to lead a song, every word I said, every single song. Yeah, I fell for you, but I'm not ready, not ready. I know myself well enough to know that I'm not ready. Ready to love again, and I'm not ready, and not ready to let these walls I put up so tall to fall heavy down to the ground, and I'm not ready, and not ready, yeah. Not ready, not ready, whoa.
Not ready. Jake Nelson live on the Homegrown Show. That song's called Not Ready, but I'm definitely ready for another one.
All right. So we thought, you know, we didn't really know on the way here. We were kind of like, what should we play? And it is summer is approaching, right? So we thought, why not go with SPF, You and Me? And that's off our like two records ago. But we were going to do a brand new song, and we thought, you know what, we're debuting a brand new song, so let's just keep it. We'll throw it back for this one. This one's called SPF, You and Me. It's a total beach jam. I hope you like it.
Take it away, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sand, a beach towel in my Ray-Bans, margarita in your right hand, seaside in a suntan, flip-flops, an ocean view, rubbing oil all over you, spring break rolling right on through, even the palm trees don't know what to do with you. We got them good vibes, summertime, sun-kissed skin, all them palm trees swaying, playing along in the wind. 95, living like we're dying to live for today, and I don't worry in the world with vacation on the brain. It's hot, you say it again. Nothing hotter when you're working them hips, grooving to a little reggae tune. You got the whole beach bar drunk watching you, day dress blowing in the wind, black bikini coming out again, laid back 2 feet in the sand, thinking to myself, I'm a lucky, lucky man, yeah. I'm a lucky, lucky man. We got them good vibes, summertime, sun-kissed skin, all them palm trees swaying, playing along in the wind. 95, living like we're dying to live for today, and I don't worry in the world with vacation on a brain, yeah. Got in good vibes, summertime, sun-kissed skin, all them palm trees swaying, playing along in the wind. 95, living like we're dying, living like we're gonna live for today. Not a worry in the world with vacation on the brain. Vacation on the brain, yeah.
Ooh. SPF, you and me, Jake Nelson, live on the Homegrown Show, the Midwest CMO Band of the Year.
Hey. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love the live stuff.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you letting us be here. I will just say it is always a darn honor. So,
you want to talk about honors? Debuting a brand new song, having a world premiere is an honor.
Coming up
right now, I say we get into it.
Let's do it.
Why not? Well, I'm going to make it tonight's Studio A single spotlight. It's a brand new tune from Jake Nelson called Like a Rodeo. Anything you want to tell us to just tease this up a little bit?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't even know how to set this song up besides the fact that it's kind of like a tip of the hat to folks who go through it, who've been there, done that. And, you know, rodeo folks are some of the toughest SOBs there are out there, but this is kind of more of a, just anyone can relate to this song. I feel like, cause life can be like a rodeo. It can kick you off. It can buck you down. And I feel like in these days and ages, it's just like life can be like difficult for a lot of folks, but it also isn't a negative thing. It's a positive thing. It's like, get back on that horse, man. Get back up there and keep going.
Well, it's one of my favorite songs of the moment is The Fall by Cody Johnson. Okay. You heard that tune?
Yeah, I love that.
It's and that's it, the I same kind of deal. You know, Cody. Life is worth the ride, and the ride is worth the fall. So life is like a rodeo. And you're going to hear it from Jake Nelson right now. It is tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight, a world premiere on The Homegrown Show.
And now it's time for The Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
Like a hammer, the rodeo life is not for the weak or the fragile, no. Cuts and broken bones, months on the road, highs and all the lows. Life is like a rodeo. Ask any cowboy, it's not for the fame or a buckle. For the love of the game, tradition, hard work, and hustle. It's for going another round, respect for all the clowns, ups and all the downs. Life is like a rodeo. So ride it like a rodeo. When you're already done and broken down, climb your way back up. Know you're gonna make it up. When you're down on your luck and bucked off, get back up, get back on it now. Go and take it by the reins, ride through the pain, no matter what they say. Life is like a rodeo. So ride it like a rodeo. It's up as nails, blood, sweat, tears, and danger. The rodeo life is more than a thrill, it's a lifestyle. Kicked round and round, butt hit the ground, but a bull ain't backing down. Life is like a rodeo. You're already done and broken down. Climb your way back up. Know you're gonna make it up. When you're down on your luck and bucked off, get back up, get back on it now. Go and take it by the reins, ride through the pain, no matter what they say. Life is like a rodeo. So ride it like a rodeo. When you're already done and broken down, find your way back up, know you're gonna make it up. When you're down on your luck and bucked off, get back up, get back on it now. Go and take it by the reins, ride through the pain, no matter what they say. Life is like a rodeo.
New music from Jake Nelson, Like a Rodeo. When is the official release?
June 19th. That one will be ready for war.
So a little sneak preview here tonight on the Homegrown Show. And you can, of course, listen to the podcast, which will be up tomorrow if you want to relive that. But
that.
The song will be released on the world coming up here. So.
Man, I would just say, and any artist that is in a similar position as me, hearing your song on the radio for the first time ever is like... There's nothing, I can't really compare it to anything. And I'm just super, super grateful feel like I want to shed one. I want to shed a little tear right now.
Well, thank you, man. That means a lot to us. It's a beautiful thing. We love doing it. We love supporting you and just all the great homegrown artists that we have here. We're blessed. We're all blessed. So it's a great community, an honor to be a part of it. And then you got people like Steve Struzinski that just come in and crash the party. Yeah, Struman from the Four Outdoorsmen.
Look what they catch. You know, I was on the road. Am I on right now? Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
I was on the road and I was pulling into the parking lot. I heard this song. It's the debut, right? This was the worldwide debut tonight. And I'm thinking, this reminds me of my sex life. I just tried to hang on for 8 seconds.
I should have known something like this.
I gotta hang on for 8 seconds. If I do that, I get a blue ribbon or some damn thing.
But no, so you love this song.
Yeah, I love that. Love this song. Come on, honey, let's go for it. Anyway, and she's listening right now. I can guarantee you that. But speaking of the rodeo, I don't know if you promoted it yet because I did not listen to the first part of the show. August 22nd.
Yes,
I will be in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. With Damien Ash is the full band going to be there?
Full band, man.
For extreme bull riding.
Yes,
so we're doing the rodeo. Extreme bull riding at Turtle Lake Casino with the four with Jake Nelson's band and me.
It's gonna I know it's gonna be a hoot. You're running the show there too, right?
We already have our tickets. I got about 6 or 8 of us going to go there. We're going to party with you guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So extreme bull riding, Turtle Lake Casino. Look up turtlelakecasino.com or something. Find the tickets. Only $20 a piece.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be playing between Stig?
I believe it's like right after.
Yeah.
Like we're just hammer out like a 90-minute, just get people wilded out. You know, I mean, these rodeos make people kind of.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
You get a lot of energy watching all that stuff go on, and then you got to have a release.
It's like going to a demolition derby.
Yeah.
And you're kind of.
It's not as cool as you guys playing with, Sammy Kershaw or Little Big Town. That's cool. Is that coming up or is that done?
It's next weekend, yeah.
Isn't that big time stuff? Good for you guys.
Thank you.
One question for you. I want to ask you this, all right?
Yeah.
Both you guys.
Yeah.
You've been playing for a while now. You're going places. And if you had to choose, God saying, I'm taking you tomorrow, pal. Sing one song before you cash in your chips. What's your favorite song you want to sing?
Before
kicking the bucket.
Oh, before kicking the bucket. Oh, gosh. Damien, why don't you...
You got one song.
Are you talking about
if you have
Jake's
one
music
shot,
or
any
overall?
One opportunity.
Any song. Any song.
In general?
Any song.
Jeez, you could have told us this
Stairway
question
to
before.
Heaven, maybe?
Put you on the spot, buddy.
That is
you know,
a tough
this
one.
Is going to sound really dumb, but there's a song called If Today Was Your Last Day by Nickelback.
Okay,
and
yes.
I know Nickelback, this is a country radio station, so maybe you don't know who Nickelback is.
Nah, Nickelback's
is.
Cool.
But it just talks about like making amends. It talks about doing things that you like Live Like You Were Dying. And that's another one. Live Like You Were Dying is another song. But
Don't Blink.
Otherwise, Come Fly With Me by Frank Sinatra is like my grandpa's theme song in life. I would probably sing that one on the way out.
Well,
what
that's
about
more
you?
Than one song, but that's, well, I don't give a shit.
Wow. What about you?
What would you sing?
Yeah, what would you sing?
Like a rodeo, probably. 8 seconds.
Live Like You Were Dying, I think.
See?
You know?
That's a good song.
That's it, man. That's it. You gotta.
It's a really weird question.
That is a very weird question.
What are you plotting?
I will see you August 22nd.
I'm getting excited, man.
In Turtle Lake. Take care, guys.
And you'll see the Four Outdoorsmen coming up at 6, followed by Real Talk Outdoors. It's all part of Bob Outdoors, which you can now listen to on the brand new Total Country Bob FM app. Go download it now. It's in your app store. Just search for Total Country Bob FM and look for that big red Bob logo. You can stream us anytime, anywhere.
I love that.
Get the podcast for the Bob Almanac, Bob Outdoors, and, of course, the Homegrown Show. So, yeah, we're excited about the new app.
That's
it's
really
a lot
cool.
of fun. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, I got to give a shout out.
Please do. Please
down to North Carolina. I know he's listening right now. Kanan James.
Oh, my boy.
Hell yeah. Kanan, we really appreciate the support. And
we love you, buddy.
Would love to throw some support your way. It's called Worth the Dirt. Kanan James on Bob FM.
Tired hands, long day, up at 5 a.m. Trying to put food on the table. Well, the man says we're in for a little downpour, but I know this too shall pass. It's worth the dirt. It's worth the dirt. It's worth the dirt, worth the tears, worth every time you try to bear. Just to make it work. Worth the heartache, worth the pain.
Listening to the Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Yeah.
And Open Highway, Black Beauty, Total Country, Bob FM. You're listening to The Homegrown Show. We got to take one more break, and then we're going to close things out with Jake and the boys. We'll be right back.
Listen to Total Country, Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free, quick estimate.
I don't know about you, but when I'm craving barbecue, nothing else will do. I need those sweet, sticky, saucy ribs, smoked brisket, pulled pork, and don't forget the sides. Cowboy beans with barbecue sauce and brisket, coleslaw, fries, and of course, mac and cheese. Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids is where I go to get my fix. Handcrafted burgers, fries cooked in beef tallow, daily specials, and the best barbecue north of the Red River. Jelly Bean and Julia's, 2501 Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
The basketball playoffs are here on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on the action. The app is so simple to use. Just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code ROME. Get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code ROME on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get the $50 bonus credit just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Can-Do Canines, a nonprofit based in New Holt, Minnesota, raises and trains service dogs to enhance the quality of life for people with disabilities. These specially trained dogs can assist with challenges related to hearing, mobility, seizures, diabetes, and autism. To apply for a Can-Do Canine or to learn about supporting or volunteering with this organization, visit candocanines.org. You'll fetch some amazing rewards. That's candocanines.org.
Haven for Heroes provides housing, programming, and support for men and women veterans in Anoka. I have firsthand experience. I am a veteran that lives at the Haven for Heroes. The Haven works with more than 25 robust veteran organizations to provide veterans with education, work, and stabilization so that they can transition into sustainable housing. Haven for Heroes is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All donations are tax deductible. Contact information, please visit Haven, the number 4, heroesmn.org.
We're back. The Homegrown Show, closing out an hour with Jake Nelson. Man, time just flies, man, when you're here.
It really does. Every time.
Every single time.
I don't get that. But I mean, I guess even, I get that.
I get it. I definitely get it. Put us in a room together, there's going to be a lot of talking. One thing that we didn't mention, we did kind of briefly mention that you are Band of the Year for the Midwest CMOs, but you guys are also up for another award.
Yeah, so we are up for through the Josie Music Awards, which is somewhat new to me. I noticed some of our friends who have been down there.
Yeah, I've seen it a few years running back, you know.
Yeah, so it is Male Vocalist of the Year in the Country Southern Rock genre, and then Entertainer of the Year in the Southern Rock Country genre.
That's very cool. Which and well
is
deserved.
Yeah, which is, I mean,
it's in Nashville, right?
Yeah, it's in Nashville and at the Opry. I mean, it's like, I don't really even know if it's like I can wrap my head around all that stuff, you know? Like, I don't know. Awards are weird in my opinion. I think it's, I mean, how do you judge people's art kind of thing?
Right. No, I agree.
I love everything.
Looks
so
good
it's,
on the resume.
It right. Does. No, that's just
and
true.
It never hurts to be recognized for your, and, you know, work.
And believe it or not, I've never been to Nashville. So
me either.
I know. So I actually have a song I'm writing called Never Been to Nashville. I should probably finish it by November.
You should.
So yeah, we're going to go down there and, or at least I am. I'm trying to talk these guys into it, but I get it, you know.
Me into it.
But yeah, so I'm gonna go there.
Well, very cool. Some
win
awesome,
or lose, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's all about the journey anyway. It's about the ride.
Absolutely.
Life's like a rodeo.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm just super grateful for all the opportunities and just for people listening and tuning into our stuff and coming to shows and booking us and like I said, there's no like anything pushing besides us. You know, like it's just it's all word of mouth and.
a true indie effort, you know, and like it's kind of grassroots type thing. And I really love that.
Yep.
And you got a great community behind you and a lot of support from us and from everybody. And you got some great shows coming up this summer, some new music right around the corner. Let's remind people where they can find you, follow, and keep up to date with everything going on.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone who's listening and tuning in. If you haven't found us online, we're jakenelsonmusic.com is our website. You can kind of get everywhere from there. There's tons of music on there, videos, music videos, lyric videos,
goat videos.
But otherwise, social media wise, Jake Nelson Music on Facebook, Jake Nelson Music on Instagram. Starting to do a couple of TikToks. I'm getting better at that. I'm not good at that, by the way.
I'm good at watching like them. I'm good at wasting three hours watching TikToks, but I've never posted. I've posted one or two, I think.
While we've got people on the air with that that Lake of Rodeo song, I think there's got to be some sort of dance to that song.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
You know, like whether it's just the chorus or the Like a Rodeo part. So if there's any people that are choreographers or dancers that want to post
that, we need a signature move and then get it viral.
Hashtag Like a Rodeo dance or something like that.
I'll participate.
Let's make it go crazy.
I will participate if that
starts happening. June 19th. We're going to push this single a little harder than we usually do the other one. So
cool.
I appreciate your support as always.
We love you, man. You guys are always welcome here. Man. Jake, Ash, Damien, you guys are the best.
You're the best, man.
Thanks so much. We'll do it again next week on the Homegrown Show. A brand new band, the Ham Sammies, will be hanging out with us here live in studio. So tune into that. We got the Four Outdoorsmen coming up next, followed by Real Talk Outdoors. Keep your knob right here on Bob.
I was a tear 'em up, throw 'em down, wrecking ball, running around. I was a man on a mission, living in a sinning, burning both candles out. I wasn't thinking, what was I drinking? Clearly something not as strong as you. When you hear me like a double shot of trouble, like a fireball burning all up. Straight out of the blue, no idea and not a clue. Now I'm buzzing, feeling all brand new. And the road that I was running out of road, flirting with the flames, crazy coming off the tracks. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. I was a 80 proof, bend the rules, breaking hearts and chasing the moon. Kind of like a part-time paramour, getting pretty good at the swoon. Before you, yeah, you hear me like a double shot of trouble, like a fireball burning all up. Straight out of the blue, no idea and out of clue. Now I'm buzzing, feeling all brand new. Coming off the tracks. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Before you, I don't know what I wasn't doing. Before you, I was SOL and going down. Oh yeah, but now I'm better. Better off where